University of Florida scientists have taken tomato research to the skies. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports from the school's Immokalee Research Center.
At UF's Southwest Florida Research and Education Center, an agricultural engineer and a plant pathologist have joined forces to use drones to combat the spread of bacterial spot and target spot, two deadly tomato diseases.
The two that this research focused on are chronic. We have them every single season. They can be very devastating, and that's one of the reasons we were looking at early detection in order to try to intervene as quickly as possible.
That's Dr. Pamela Roberts, the project's plant pathologist with more than 20 years of tomato research under her belt. Roberts says tomato growers traditionally have to physically check crops for signs of disease, which is time-consuming and labor-intensive. Using drones, Roberts and colleague Dr. Yanis Ampazidis were able to identify the diseases with 99% accuracy.
In this paper, we describe two different techniques. One is using the drones to detect diseases in the field, and the second one is using just the remote sensing, image processing, to detect diseases in the lab.
The drones can survey about 60 acres of tomato crops during a 20-minute flight using a special camera that measures the light reflected by the plant to detect potential disease hotspots. The researchers are currently validating their findings with commercial growers and hope to promote the adoption of drone technology among tomato growers within the next year. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Immokalee.